Blog Talk Radio.
Hills of Legends show. I am Hills the Best. How are you doing out there, upper echelon, on this beautiful afternoon in the month of June? Week two of upper echelon, as we have finally seen the football being played, and we are excited to get going as we have found us a new 49ers owner. So we are 31 active, excuse me, but 31 active guys in the league. The league is back full, and we are greatly appreciative for all that the league has done and the ones that are playing and participating in the league. We're excited and we're happy for the newcomers. We see one of them is very excited. He's in the chat. He's running his mouth. He's doing a lot of talking. He's talking about the Patriots. So, you know, it's more football. And we're going to have to get him to clean that up. And I'm just looking at the Jags and Colts game as I'm watching. It is currently 7-3 Colts. And the Jags have the football. And Tavon Coleman looked like he has got caught at the 41-yard line. So I will be periodically checking in on that game as the show progresses. But this is a season prediction show. Also in the chat today, we have posted the Upper Echelon UE Awards, the third edition. We have posted it in there. Please get your votes in. Also, when you're voting, your voting is already final, but let's vote for the best player. Let's not just vote for likes. It's starting to be more of a popularity contest instead of the awards being given to the people that are more deserving of the award. So let's just keep that in our thought process as well. Now to the prediction. We have a lot of guys that feel like they are now in the driver's seat to get to the Super Bowl now. Things feel like it's a lot wide open, and I think it is going to be a wonderful season here in Upper Echelon. First, the AFC South is a division that I have ran for the past 7-8 seasons. We'll have a new AFC South champion crown this year, and I think it will be between the Jags and the Colts. I think the winner of this matchup in the season series will win the division. I like the Colts to win. Seafood has been waiting for this day for me to leave because that's the only way he can sniff a championship. So he's going to get the opportunity to represent the AFC South and the playoffs and all that good stuff. And I think he will win the division. I don't think no wild card will come out the AFC South. Just one team, so I like Seafood coming out the AFC South. AFC North, I'm going to have to go with Gold Stick. I think he will win the AFC North. He is back. I talked to him. He is ready and fired to go for this season. He's going to have a big season, in my opinion. I don't think no wild card come out of this division as well. Baltimore wins. Now the AFC East. I have the AFC East being the toughest division in football. I think they will. The toughest division in AFC, maybe even in football with the addition of the Bills coming back. The Jets have got a lot of confidence in themselves as well this offseason and from last season. So I have, despite him getting blown out in game one, week one of the season, I have the Miami Dolphins winning the AFC East this season, coming back with Spencer, who should be the UE MVP. Spencer, who could be the MVP every season, offensive player of the year every season as well. I think Pruitt is a stud as well. Spencer will bounce back and respond well and win the division. And I think the two wild cards will come out from the AFCs. I like the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills to both get into the postseason this season. And I like this division to be the best in all of upper echelon this season. AFC West, and this is only if the Chiefs is going to be participating this year. We don't know as of yet. I think he's out of town currently, so we're going to see where the chips fall. We have the new owner in the Chargers and the Broncos, so they're going to have their opportunity to prove themselves in probably the weakest division in upper echelon. I like the Chiefs to win the division this season in a close divisional race, though, with the Chargers and the Broncos. I think they will be nipping at his heels all season, no pun intended to myself, contending all season. Now let's go to the NFC North side of things, the NFC side of things. NFC North, I have the Minnesota Vikings winning the NFC North again this season as they've done last season. But I think the Bears will make some noise this season. I like the Bears to be pushing the Packers for the second position in this division and maybe even pushing for their division title. Bears not going to take that big of a leap, but I think they will compete the Packers. The Packers are lifeless. They're mentally checked out. There's a lot of things going on with the Packers that a lot of people don't know. So that's why I think the Bears will continue with them this season. Can't live off of past success, and I think that might be what's going on in Titletown. NFC South, Carolina Panthers are not going nowhere unless KT falls asleep and he's wide awake because he sees a championship within reach and within grasp this season. I like the Panthers to easily win the division again this season. I like the Saints to be a wild card team. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't be a wild card team. My biggest fear for them is getting too caught up in the hype of themselves. They finally got them a playoff win this season. I think they can build upon that. They're not going to catch the Panthers for the divisional title, but they will still be a wild card contender once again this season. And the NFC East, I like the Eagles winning that division pretty easily this season. I think the Redskins will finish second, but I think it'll be a distant second. Eagles will win that division. In the NFC West, I have to win the division once again, as they've done last season. I think Seahawks will win the division, but I think the Arizona Cardinals will be the wild card team. They will make the playoffs. Didn't make it last season, but for a lot of different reasons. I like the Cardinals to win a wild card spot. Now, I've made that prediction. Let's continue on. I'm going to go further along. And the playoff matchups, I like just the divisional round and the conference championship. I'm a division round wild card. I'm not going to get too much into it. But my NFC championship game, my NFC title game this season will be the Eagles versus the Cardinals. Yes, I said it here, Eagles versus the Cardinals. I have the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl this season. Tanner Woods is focused. Mr. Roberts is focused. This is his season to make his mark as a legend, as a top three player in upper echelon history. He smells a title, and I think he gets to the Super Bowl this season. And everybody's wondering, where's KT? He hasn't lost a regular season game in two seasons. The Panthers is 32-0 in the last two regular seasons, but has not had a championship ring since upper echelon three. I just find it's just too many weapons on the football field for the Panthers. They're going to get beat. They're going to slip up in the postseason once again. It's just the regular season is not challenging him enough to the point where he has to put all his effort in and he can just show up and win games, because a lot of people are just intimidated by the roster that he added. Julio Jones and Von Miller, two veteran guys who hadn't had a championship ring, who are trying to find on to get a championship ring. So I think there's just too many weapons, too many things that he has to do to get involved with, to get the players involved, to make that Super Bowl run that he is desperately trying to get back to winning a Super Bowl. I don't see him getting to it. I have Cardinals Eagles in the NFC Championship game, hosted in Philadelphia, of course, because Cardinals will be a wild card team. And I like the Eagles to win that game 38-24 and get into the Super Bowl. Now to the best conference, the AFC, we have in the AFC conference game, like I said, I'm reaching out on limbs. I'm not going chalk here, buddy. I like the Bills versus the Ravens in the AFC title game. Now, wait a minute, Hill. The Bills are coming off an 0-16 season. You're telling me all of a sudden they go from winless to one game away from the Super Bowl? And my answer to that question to you, Buddy Bob, is yes. I really see that the Buffalo Bills, with the moves that they are making, trades that they have made, they drafted decent. The Bills will find enough defense to get them into a playoff run this season. Before they retire, fans, the Bills made the playoffs every season but one. So I don't see why they will not come back and do what they have been doing over the past few seasons, and that's been winning football games. So I do not see a difference for that. But they will not beat the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. I mean, in the AFC Championship game, in the AFC Championship game, I see the Baltimore victorious and winning that game and getting to the Super Bowl. I like them 41-30 against the Buffalo Bills, and that will leave me Baltimore versus Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with the NFC, even though I'm an AFC guy. I like Ray Smooth to win the Super Bowl this year, 38-34, in a wonderful, magnificent Super Bowl. I like Ray Smooth of Philadelphia to give the city of brotherly love Super Bowl title this year. I see it. And why do I see it? It's not just because of a hunch or anything like that. Of course, the luck plays in a part of a run for any team, no matter how good you are as a user. Luck always plays a part in it. But I think Smooth has all the tangibles to get it done this season. He's hungry. I've talked to him. He knows what it's going to take to get the job done. And he's going to do whatever it takes to get the job done within the rules to make sure his team is representing the NFC in the Super Bowl this season. Now, a quick update on this game, if I can. It is 14-10. And the Jazz just forced a fumble as the coach was going in to make it a two-score game. So the Jags are hanging in there with Sifu. And he's a pro 15 minutes left in the show, and it's, the screen is under XXX, the UXX Live on Twitch. He posted it up in the group if you want to check out that upper echelon matchup, which is shaping up to be a very competitive game that I will take. I will look at once I get finished concluding the show. Now, also, we will have some more things posted up on the site. I will have some more things to post up in the site. So, the new guys, welcome to Upper Echelon. We have, like I said, the 49ers. We hopefully that we can get these guys to come in, follow rules. Rules are very important. Now, I just want to say this for the guys that just joined the league. If you're a pass-happy guy, we encourage you to play your style of football, but we have rules in place for everything. We're not going to come in and just let you throw vertical routes every play. You're not going to throw corner routes every play. We want you to have some diversity on offense. Of course, some schemes and some plays have the same route concept in there. We're not saying that they don't, but please do not just continue on abusing it to play a certain style. Let's not do that. Let's make sure we're mixing it up. Let's play some good old spin football. As Dallas just joined us, Chargers just joined, Broncos joined last season late as well, and the 49ers. Now, let's go ahead and get through some matchups as we always do here on Heels of Legend. So if you just now join us, I am Heels the Best, your host. Welcome to week two of Upper Echelon, and we are moving right along, and I do want to commend each and every person that got their games in a quick amount of time. We advanced real early, at least 6-7 hours scheduled time. That is good. That is very productive. Advancing in 30-35 hours is always a good thing for the league. We have more commissioners that can advance the league now, so it's going to make it even more running like clockwork, in my opinion. So I think we will have a fast-paced season. For one, not to bring me up, I think guys are really going to be encouraged and hungry and excited. I'm very excited. When I have time to watch these games, I'm excited to see how people are going to press. I think this is the season of desperation. Guys know this is my time. Guys in the AFC know this is finally, this is my time that I don't have to climb Mount Rushmore, the one that got that on Mount Rushmore of Madden. I don't have to see him. I don't have to go through him. Now only I have to go through maybe a Seafood or a Prez or Austin. I'm not worried about those three guys. I know I can beat those guys in a one-game scenario when the pressure is on. So guys are very excited. So I want to see the season progress, and I think it will hit at a very smooth pace. Now, let's get into these matchups, and we have some dandies here in week two. Dallas versus the Redskins, a new owner versus Cleveland. They met in week 17 last season. Both teams were out of the postseason, but both teams played their games, and that's what makes this league great. Guys still are competing to the very end of the season, no matter what their standings are. I like the Redskins to win at home in D.C. 31-17. As Clemmy is trying to get it back into the win column and back into the postseason. He's been hiatus for about 3 or 4 seasons now. So I think he is very motivated to get this win in a must-win situation. You don't want to go down 0-2 in your division. Panthers at Falcons. KT, like I said, he is currently on a 33-game win streak in the regular season. He hasn't lost a regular season game in a very long time. And it won't happen again in week two at the travels to Atlanta and their beautiful brand-new Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be ugly. 47-18 Panthers in a laugher. Bills, Lions, hopefully this game gets played for. We both know schedules of both of these guys. Hopefully it gets played. If it gets played, they're going to have to start winning some games to get that AFC Championship game that I predicted earlier in the season. I like this close game, 37-34. Late field goal at the end, Bills still won. Browns at Ravens, goal stick, on a mission. I like him in a lopsided affair, 37-7 in Baltimore. Goal has something to prove. He got bounced in the playoffs early last season at home. His job is on the line, whether he wants to admit it or not. Goal must win, gets the win at home, 37-30 in a laugher. Interesting game here. Pittsburgh travels down to New Orleans to take on the Saints. These are two buddies. And if you know anybody about the, if you know anything about Upper Echelon 305, it's a jump man crew. They jump you from all different angles. They are like the nexus of wrestling. I love wrestling, so I always bring in wrestling terms. Steelers here on the road in an upset. I like the Saints. The Saints are a better team, I think, just on paper. They have a lot of weapons, new weapons as well, a new quarterback, and that's what I think will get the Saints. New quarterback, Steelers play really good defense. I like the Steelers in upset, 31-24 in Nolan. Giants at the Bears. Interesting matchup here. Like I said, week two has some very intriguing matchups. I'm going to go with the Bears. Like I said, the Bears have made an improvement. Of course, when you have a lot of high draft picks every season, it, in due time, it will mesh and it will gel. And I think the Bears have made enough moves to get their team where they need to go. I think they win this game 24-14 as the Giants might be on the verge of getting back into some very bad habits. They have missed the postseason the last two seasons. They might be starting 0-2. Eagles and Vikings, intriguing matchup as well. My Super Bowl pick is the Eagles. Okay. Eagles at Vikings. I like the Eagles on the road to win a tough game. 44-34. As neither team plays much defense, but I think Philly will play just enough defense. Patriots at Packers, a matchup that has been brewing forever. These two are talkers, or and one is a big talker, one is a slick talker. I'm going to go with Green Bay at home in a very close game. Neither one of the offenses will get going because neither one of them is very good offensively. 21-17, give the Packers the edge because they're in Lambeau, must-win situation. Diablos travel to San Francisco to take on the newly instated 49ers. See, I like UPT. I know what he's going to bring to the table. Not quite sure what the 49ers are going to bring to the table. So I think UPT knows he must win this game. He's trying to keep pace with each and every person in the NFC. So I like the Diablos 31-20 in that matchup. Rams at Seahawks. Hopefully this game gets played as well. Seahawks will win this game 44-21 in a laugher in the 12th man. Cardinals at Chiefs. A matchup that is very interesting that I really do hope we get to see because the contrast of styles. Styles make fights, and these two are very opposite. And I think it will make for a dynamic matchup. And I will give the edge to the Chiefs at home, even though I got the Cardinals in the postseason. I don't think that. I think this will be one of their few losses of the season. So yeah, I like the Chiefs at home in Arrowhead, winning a very close game, 34-28. A late touchdown in overtime to win that game. Chargers at Raiders. Raiders have been stumbling for the past two seasons, haven't been getting it done. Chargers is a new owner. I think he gets it done on the road. Chargers have enough weapons to win 24-17 in Los Angeles. Dolphins at Jets must win. I think this is a must-win for the Dolphins here. You don't want to go down 0-2 just in case. You don't want to get that feeling that you're not what you thought you were. And I think Patrick will be a lot better. We have to remember last season, Patrick finished the season, and he was used to basically being the guy running, throwing to good veteran receivers. Now Spencer's back. Pruitt's back. I know they had all offseason to get the chemistry down back, but it takes a little time. Game three, when you're playing other people that can actually tackle you on a divisional game, it's very difficult. It's going to be very close. Trishan has made very good improvement. Strives to get better. He was 8-8 last season, a game away from the postseason. Going to give it to the Dolphins in a very high scoring affair, 51-47. The Dolphins can't stop a nosebleed with a bounty town. So I will see a shootout. Colts and Jags, I had the Colts winning the game 34-21 before the game started. So I will stick with my pick and know the matchup didn't skew. I think Colts will sweep the Jags. It's 24-14 Jags currently right now. So obviously I didn't look at the game before I made the pick. Texans at Bengals, two teams that are contending, hopefully to stop being pretenders and be contenders. They want to get back into the win column. Bengals have made the postseason twice, trying to turn the season back around, franchise back around as well, as they won game one, looking for a two-game win streak. Don't think they're getting it. The Texans are a good team, got a very good young quarterback. Be patient with him. Be patient with your quarterback, Texans. You have a decent quarterback in B.J. Jackson, the biggest one we've seen come out the draft in upper echelon. Be patient with the young man. Run some different – run with fits his style of play, which is a big arm. Be patient with him. I think he will have enough patience in the jungle up in Cincinnati to win a game 28-22, and that does it for the week two matchup here in upper echelon. Remember, get your games posted up, scheduled in the UE schedule chat. Committee members, if they have not been added to the trade room in the scheduling chat, please immediately add those players in there so they can start posting times of when they're playing. Guys, be proactive. Do not wait for your opponent to text you. If you already don't play your week one match, your week two matchup, you played your week matchup, look and reach out to the very next opponent. See who it is on your schedule. Ask them when can he play after the event and go from there. Everyone knows that they're in the league, so if you're getting DM or text, they're going to respond to you. Don't wait on them. You text them first. And if you text at the same time, great. Don't be last. Be first. And that will make the season go by a lot faster. And like I said, this is going to be a season that we will not forget. Unfortunately, we don't get to see Giants and Diablos this season. We get to see Saints and Diablos twice this season. We think that will be a barn burner. We think that will be a very good game. Panthers at Vikings, week 17, another marquee matchup. Both teams might not be playing for much during that game. Seahawks, Panthers renew a rivalry this season in week 8 as well. Like I said, I like the week 5 matchup, Packers and Dolphins. I like that matchup. That should be a good one. Should be an exciting, intriguing matchup as well. We don't have much time. I like Patriots, Vikings, week 12. Interesting matchup. We got plenty of more shows to get these matchups in play. But there's a lot of good games and a lot of good matchups in store. Contact your opponents. Let's get these games played. Let's get the season quickly done. And let's get us a new Super Bowl win. I'm Hills the Best. Thank you for listening to Hills the Legend. I'm out. Get your games played. And it's all about the UE.